can you put your New Year's resolutions into action? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and not only do I have tips for you today about getting your New Year's resolutions to be more likely to be actually implemented, but also what are the leadership lessons that can help you make lasting change in your team. The reality is for most people is we have these dreams and aspirations and ideas that we never quite get enough traction on, and then we throw them away so quickly before we have a chance to see if they'll succeed. Keeping that in mind, we've always prided ourselves at Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership at being able to get participants to put their new ideas and insights into action. But even the best made plans tend to go astray. So, what is the formula? And this is something you'll see us rolling out in the new year to help people actually activate their learning and put it into action. So, the formula has three parts to it. We call it the Leader Behavior Builder, but you could call it your New Year's Resolution Behavior Builder too. The Leader Behavior Builder formula really consists of three parts: the triggering event, what you currently do, and what you'd like to do differently. So let's break that down a little bit. The triggering event, and I'll use an example, and yes, honey, I've been listening. I need to be a better listener. I don't always pay attention. I am easily distracted, and if the conversation isn't interesting enough, I tend to lose interest and don't focus. So let's say I decided that I wanted to be a better listener going forward. Well, the triggering event could be when my wife is sharing information with me about family or some other topic that interests her. Instead of continuing to try to look at my iPhone or my iPad, I'm going to instead stop and focus on her completely so that I can hear her message fully. Sounds reasonable. I've heard people adapt that kind of a leader behavior builder formula at work because a lot of leaders admit that they don't listen as well as they could. So, for instance, if someone comes into your office, the triggering event, instead of continuing to work on my computer while I half listen to them, I'm going to take my hands off the keyboard, turn around, face them, and give them my full attention. That is an example of a leader behavior builder. So you can pick anything that you want to improve. It could be, you know, making sure that you don't play favorites. Hey, when I walk the floor, instead of talking to the exact same workers I always tend to, I'm going to make sure that I spread my time and attention across my group. That's a leader behavior builder formula. So how you'd adapt it to your New Year's resolutions is you'd think about things like, I want to eat better. Well, maybe then the triggering event is at breakfast or when I make my lunch, instead of packing this kind of stuff into my meal, I'm going to choose to put this in my meal. Now, there's lots of other strategies that can help you be successful, like making sure that you have the things that you need ready. So, for example, in order for me to exercise, when I get up in the morning, my exercise workout clothes are going to be ready on the chair beside my bed so that I can get ready and go down and exercise before I do anything else. Those are the kinds of things we mean by a triggering event, what I currently do and what I'm going to do to make myself more successful. Now, there's a few other things you can do to amp up your success. One is to make sure that you think through what are the actual benefits if you were to make that change. So, of course, in my case, if I listen to my wife more effectively, our relationship's going to improve. We're going to have less conflict and aggravation between us. So that's a good thing. If I listen to my employees at work, I'm going to have higher morale and attitude. It's going to be easier to ask them to do things because they're going to see us as more of a partnership. If I learn to eat better and work out more, I'm going to improve my health. That's going to make my longevity, my energy levels higher. So these are the kind of things that you could reflect on when you think of your benefits from making that kind of a habit change. It also doesn't hurt to actually acknowledge some of the obstacles that you're going to run into. So for example, you're going to run into, hey, I didn't set my alarm early enough, so I'm not going to go and work out. Or I ran out of this healthy, you know, food that I wanted to eat, and so I went to the junk food snacks instead. So if you think through what the obstacles are going to be, you can use the obstacles as fuel to help you convert them into strategies that you'll be successful. So for instance, if I am distracted, if something else is more important than my conversation with an employee or with my spouse, then I'm going to have to tell her that I've got something really important I got to finish before I can listen to you fully. And that way, I think about the obstacle and what my answer to that is going to be. So, you want to get your New Year's resolutions into action and just help implement some of those new leader behaviors as well? You can use the Leader Behavior Builder formula. Now, once you've mastered that, of course, we have so much fuel that we could bring to you improving your leadership behaviors, and it's through all the training and support that we offer. We do on-site workshops, we do public workshops, we have a lot of on-demand programs that can help you be successful. All you have to do is reach out to us at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, we're connected on social media, even lately Instagram. Woohoo! Getting with it. So be sure to connect with us on any of the social media channels, and I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.